I run into a lot of folks who will sometimes say disparaging things about successful people. And I always tell them that successful people usually make sacrifices where a lot of us wouldn't. When I talk to folks who seem somewhat envious of folks who are successful, I'll hear they're just lucky. They have more time to work than I do. And I always kind of laugh at that and just share with them that a lot of the folks that I know who are successful work very hard and try to balance a lot of things. When it comes to the luck thing, I'll never forget a teacher, and he was a third grade teacher, and he said, there's no such thing as luck. He told me, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. I try to pass that along to my kids and to the football and basketball teams that I coach. Just prepare, 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 prepare. And you can do that in anything that you do. Let's learn a little bit more about this from Dr. John Braccio, who's the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Tony. Can't complain, and hope you had a nice vacation while you were gone for a couple of weeks with Vitcherl taking your spot. So it's good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was nice to be away, but it's also nice to be back at work. That luck thing always gets me. So many people I know in so many different venues, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's sales, whether it's sports, preparation is really the key, isn't it?
It really is. In fact, that quote actually is an ancient Roman quote. It's from Seneca, the Roman, and it's certainly been one of those quotes that over the generations has been used by many, many people. It was one my dad always said to me, too, you know, about, hey, you know, whenever you talk about luck, your luck's a lot higher, a lot better when you're prepared. And I have found over the years, just like you were saying, people say, boy, that's a lucky person. And they're a lucky person because they picked the right career. They looked for the right opportunity. They moved right at the right time. They bought the house in the neighborhood going up. So let's always remember that a lot of luck relates to good decision-making, good planning, looking for opportunities, following your intuition, and going forward, and not letting short-term failures, of course, stop you as you keep pushing forward. So, yes, there's a little doubt that when you have luck, it certainly is going to have a lot higher chance of occurring when preparation meets opportunity. No question about that.
In business and politics, preparation is huge. Talk about that, Dr. Braccio. What goes into preparation?
Well, there's no question if you run a business, if you do anything, if you build a house, it all relates to the foundation. Do you have a good business plan? Do you know what you're doing? Do you have the right people in place to complete your activity? If you have a sales force, are you getting the right groups, the right prepared people? Are you training them appropriately? Are you motivating them appropriately? Are you getting everything in place to succeed? Because people can say, boy, you know, that group is so lucky. They just got the right thing to sell at the right time, and we didn't, or someone else did. And what people don't realize, it's the preparation coming into place when the opportunity is there. And if you really look at life, so much of life is looking at the opportunities, because really it doesn't matter what the economy is. It doesn't matter what's happening in an area. There's always going to be something that needs to be done. A service needs to be done. A type of service needs to be done. Something is going to be required, and the person who's skilled and able to meet that service and do it in a friendly, effective way is going to be the successful one. And my advice to people is always be that one. And in the case of your teacher, or the case of my father, or the case of the countless thousands of people over the generations that have been motivated by that quotation, it's clearly a key to being successful in life. And when we use the word lucky, unless it's the lotto or something unique of that type, it's almost always based on the opportunity, the preparation, hard work, and good intuition. That's something to remember too, Tony. If you have tuition, intuition. You want in your own mind always not be afraid to follow it and to develop it and just really just try to get ahead in life by following your dreams. Remember, dreams can't come true if you don't have any.
All right. We should know all this stuff. We had a lot of intuition and faith and hope in our dreams when we were young, and all that gets beat down sometimes in life. How do we regain that as adults?
I think we have to relook at life around us, recharge our batteries, and we have to start looking for opportunities. A lot of people kind of put golden handcuffs on, or they just choose to set limits on what they can do, and they just live day to day, living a life that doesn't really have a lot of purpose. I'm not saying these are bad people, or just saying they just kind of lead a boring life, and they really aren't looking for opportunity. I see them a lot in my office. I see people that come in and say, Dr. Boccia, you know, I just don't have any energy, don't have any desire. I always say, well, what do you do? What do you read? What are you looking for in the future? And a lot of people feel just like, if you remember, it's just this outrageously of closing the idea of closing the patent office back in the 1800s. It's people, so many of them just say, well, there's nothing for me anymore. I'm just kind of putting in my days, you know, woe is me. And I say, rubbish. I mean, that's just not true. There's always an opportunity. There's always something out there. You might even Google up opportunities. You might start volunteering. You might get involved with groups. Whatever it is, you can't give up on life. You can't give up on opportunity. You have to be looking. You have to be always trying to figure, what can you do with your life? You're going to find happy people are people that are motivated. They're activated in life. They are doing things. They're looking for the next opportunity. And that's who you want to be. You want to be that person. So people can over and over again say, boy, that Tony Conley, what a lucky guy. It seems like, you know, he has a great wife. He has great children. He has a good job. He's a good thinking guy. He's a lucky guy. Well, you are a lucky guy. However, you're also a guy that works hard at being who you are and where you are in life, and being a successful husband, being a successful, you know, father, being a successful radio person, being a successful good person. Those all require preparation and hard work. And we can take anybody we know that is successful, and it's the same type of thing: working, preparing, being ready. And Churchill's old quote that I've always liked too: woe be it to the person that the public calls, he or she is not prepared. So even part of it is being prepared to make those big decisions and choices that not only advance you, but they advance people around you and even society as a whole.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thanks so much.
Tony, always a pleasure.